This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Residents of the Northeast Kingdom town of Irisburg voted overwhelmingly last night against a developer's plan to put two 500-foot wind turbines atop one of its most scenic ridges. 274 voters said no to the plan, and only 9 supported it. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the final decision, is not in their hands.
The non-binding vote was spurred by plans by David Blitterstorff, founder and CEO of All Earth Renewables, to erect 2 wind turbines atop Kidder Hill, where he owns a cabin. He's not yet formally made an application to the Public Service Board, which must give approval for such projects, but already local opponents have gathered over 400 signatures, about two-thirds of eligible voters, on a petition. It asked the select board to use, quote, all possible means to oppose such developments on Kidder Hill. The Irisburg select board invited Blitterstorff to the special meeting to make his case before ballots were cast, but he declined. So the first speaker was a strong opponent, Ron Holland, who choked up as he presented the petition to the select board.
We, the people of Irisburg, say no ridgeline wind in Irisburg.
As over 200 attendees cast paper ballots, speakers lined up to voice their objections to what they call industrial wind development. Paul Drayman helped circulate the petition. He said everyone he spoke to was in favor of renewable energy, but on a smaller scale, with solar panels on homes and perhaps small wind turbines in yards.
We need to be able to do this as a community and decide for ourselves where we want these things, what we want it to look like. And we want to be able to use the power that's generated in our area for us. That's not what's going to happen on these big projects.
No one spoke in favor of Blitterstorff's proposal, but some worried that even with a decisive vote against it, the town was powerless to block the towers. Kathy Royer has lived in Irisburg most of her life.
It's great everybody's showing up to vote. I don't know how much say we're going to have, if any.
It's a valid concern because Irisburg has no zoning. Moreover, final decisions about wind projects are made not at the municipal level, but by the state's Public Service Board. The PSB may take local votes like this into account, but must base its ruling on strict criteria related to environmental and aesthetic impacts. The select board says this vote will help it decide whether to invest in a legal fight against the Ridgeline project, a question to be taken up at its next meeting. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.